to live in the reality of
and
life.
And you should also know that the world is better because of women.
How so?
You make you bring out decisions. We implement the decisions. We bring out.
You don't have anything to come. Like, listen, Rosalyn, you have nothing to talk about. That is why you say you feel. A man says he thinks. You feel like.
No. You think.
No, men think.
Right?
Men built the world. You are free from intruders because of the Ghanaian military men. You are free from oppressors because of the military men. Men built the world. I know most of the listeners are not going to like this, but men built the world. Who built the building? Who built the chair you are sitting in? Who built the building you are in right now? Men built the world. It's something that this is a fact. You don't need to argue with the fact.
But
it
just
is not my
know
idea.
That without women,
without
us, the world wouldn't be a better place. Just know this fact.
When you know, not Adam and Eve. Assuming all the women in this country goes on strike, nothing is going to pause.
Why
we
do you
are
think
going
so?
To work? The economy is not going to collapse. But if all the men goes on strike, the economy is going to collapse. Ask anyone.
Women who are competent.
I never said women are not competent. Don't put words in my
indirectly,
mouth.
Indirectly.
No.
You're trying to say that women are incompetent.
I never said that.
Okay, so you were saying that men build the world.
It's a fact.
And then, yeah, I went
so who builds the world then?
No, my answer or my suggestion is not towards that one. Yes. So you're saying that men build the world and a man does this.
No, I said men build the world. Yes.
Sure.
But then, you know, there are times, how should I say it? At times you, the husband, let's say you have, I know it sounds funny. You have, let's say, somewhere to go. And then your person would be like, oh, don't go. Oh, we see. You see. I don't know how you understand, but then that is how that's what I'm trying to say. Say, at times you decide to do something, but looking at your wife, and then let's say your wife is sick, and then sees that, oh, don't leave me here, take care of me, and then all that. Do you think you'd leave your sick wife there, and then go and then attend that meeting that you're having?
That is why I said love to a woman is different from love to a man. What sort of meeting are you going to?
A business meeting.
Is it very serious that if you don't go, you lose your job?
Okay, if you don't go, you lose
then
your
I
job.
Will go. Because if you lose your job, your wife is not going, to, is going that, to leave you.
That is not the answer I'm giving
because
you.
Because men are loved under the condition
for
that
the money.
They can provide. If you can't provide, you're not loved. That is not the notion. It's a fact. Ask your father, please. Ask your dad.
Men think alike. You shouldn't think someone that you've spent money to marry would leave you simply because you don't have a job. That means that woman didn't love you for
who you
are.
Let me stop you there. Can you marry someone who is not working?
It depends.
It doesn't depend.
It really depends.
It's just simply yes or no. Can you marry someone who is not working?
Yes.
You can't. You are lying.
I can.
How are you going to survive?
If I work, fine.
So you think you can take care of a man when the man is not working? Are you going to take care of a man if
of
he's
course.
Not working?
Why not? If he would do same for me,
lies.
Why wouldn't I do that for him?
We were created and built. We were created. We are built differently. We are built to take care of you. That is what you are not built like that. You can't take care of a man. It wouldn't last. You say that, hey, kopejuma, uyekofini, you will say it. You are saying this because you don't know what you are saying. You don't.
No, it depends on the behavior that the man will put up.
Not
across.
Behavior. A man doesn't care
Someone
about a woman's
who,
behavior
who,
when he's taking care of him.
Who doesn't like to work is simply a lazy man. But if my
So
guy,
a woman who doesn't want to work is not a lazy woman?
She's also a lazy woman.
No.
She is.
She's not.
Deciding not
work,
to work.
Work. If the man is taking care of the house and then he says, okay, and you don't want to work, that is fine.
No, so you want to be a
woman,
trophy wife.
A woman can choose not to work, but she will be okay. a man you can never choose. You don't have the option to choose. You would have, not society, you are a man. You are a man. So who is going to take care of you?
You see.
Who is going to take care of you? Have you seen, have you ever heard of a billionaire woman marrying a man and making the man a billionaire? No, it has never happened anywhere. But men, billionaires, marry women who are not billionaires and then end up becoming billionaires, most of them are through divorces.
Back to what I was saying. You see, I was saying that the world doesn't revolve around marriage or relationships.
Okay, so what are you saying?
The world keeps, you know, changing. And we are in a modernized world.
Okay. So you want to copy what the Western world is doing, right?
Not what the Western world
does. What do you expect?
You see,
what are your expectations?
Nowadays.
What are your expectations?
My expectations is to, you know, get into a relationship that's every, like, all things being equal. Like, me not depending on you, you not depending on me much. But we are building a mutual relationship.
We depend on each other to survive.
Yes, the dependence shouldn't be much. Shouldn't depend much on you.
So what do you expect? What are expectations? What do you want the man to do?
I expect that you respect my feelings.
You have a boyfriend?
Of course I do.
So does your boyfriend respect you?
Of course.
So why are you saying this?
No, I'm just trying to put something across.
What across?
You said someone to be a wife, you have to do things.
Why are you talking as you've heard of something, right?
No, we've experienced some.
Where?
It's quite personal.
You've gotten married before?
Not that, but
then what?
We've stayed somewhere.
Have you lived together with a man? Even if you were not married, lived together in the same room
So
you've never been with someone that serious.
But you see, you said something, get married to a man.
Yes.
The man can be a man, but not fully matured.
There is no man who is not matured. Then he's a boy. He's grown up, but he's a boy. We have a man and we have a man. There is a man and a man.
Mm-hmm.
You may be a man, but you are not a man. Think about it.
You see, I don't know, but you're trying to defend them.
I'm not defending anyone. I'm telling you the facts.
Yes.
Why do you think I am defending
them? I still hold on to it.
To what?
I shouldn't get married to someone and it will be like total submission.
There is nothing wrong with submission. It is because of feminism. Feminism has made submission as if I think they explain submission as being inferior to your husband. No, submission is not being inferior. Submission basically to me is being loyal to your husband. And your husband is going to love you. Submission to your husband is not an insult. Submission doesn't mean you are inferior to your husband. No.
In Ghana here, that's how they see it.
That's how who sees it.
And it's even part of our culture.
Whose culture?
Ghanaian culture.
Women are inferior.
Yeah.
Observations.
Yes.
Whose observations? Excuse me to ask you this. Is your mom and dad living together?
No.
Why?
Personal reason.
So is that why you are saying this?
It's not because of that.
Then why?
But I've seen so many.
So many?
Yes.
I see.
I've had so many experiences.
No, you've not had so many experiences.
You see, I was there and I experienced
It is very unfair
to
take someone's issue and then say that, okay, because this happened to Ajua, that is how men are.
And even in our culture, they'll be like, Mivra, me pacha, I would say, there should be some kind of...
So I understand where you're coming
Mivra,
from.
Mivra, like...
Oh, I do understand where you're coming from.
What is that?
No, I understand where you're coming from. I do understand
who I should be an independent woman. I shouldn't depend on you for you to control me. You see, sometimes
Submission is not control.
No, I know. I understand that husband. Part.
Listen.
Are you a Christian? I am a Christian.
In the Bible,
it says I'm coming to help you, right?
Yes.
I'm there to help you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not there for you to force everything on me.
So who forced who? I know where you are coming from. You said
you shouldn't do that.
I get it. But no man is forcing any woman to do anything. That is why I said marry someone you love.
No, but we have in our country, we have from women listen, too much.
No one is expecting anything from you. It is rather expectations of a man. We suffer a lot. There are a lot of expectations. You can choose not to work. You'll be fine. Just marry someone who is responsible. You will be fine. But as a man, you have to work. You have to be financially secured. Those are the expectations. It is very difficult. Those things, those are the things that we do not talk about in our society. And it's really that when you take the number of mad people in Ghana right now, majority are men.
Okay, it's
mad
true.
Men and women. They have mental health conditions. I mean, really mad. Men. There are a lot of men. Even mental health, there is a day for men's mental health. And it is, we don't speak about it. We don't. Because society doesn't care about how you feel. So that is why we are strong. Society doesn't care about us. So marry someone you love. That is the basics of all that. Marry someone you love. Love is beautiful.
You say love you don't expect beautiful. Anything from women. But yes, still, people expect that since you are a woman and you are married, you are a wife, you need to cook, need to clean, you need to do so
let
many
me get
things.
Let me that's explain this sense. To you. Let me
that's
explain
what I'm
this
saying.
To you.
We should let be independent.
Listen, you don't listen.
You can't choke
that
me
is the problem with women. You don't listen. Listen. Marry someone you love. And you marrying a woman doesn't make her a wife. So you recall me saying that most of the modern women want to get married because they want to get married. They don't want to become. Becoming a wife is not getting married. Once you get married, you are not a wife. You have to do what a wife does. And if you are a man and you get married, you need to do the responsibilities of a man before you become a man. You are a man by birth, but you need to do the responsibilities you are supposed to do before you become a man, a real man. So these are some of the things that we don't talk about. The expectations of men. We don't complain. Men do not complain because we are men. Let me give you this scenario. So assuming you are in a relationship and you want to your husband or your boyfriend comes to you crying, how are you going to feel? That is a bitch. Excuse my language. No, listen. We do not discuss our problems with women. We take care of.
Yes,
it is
I understand
natural.
You.
We don't.
But, well, let's go back to what she said, that you can't communicate your feelings to us, and then when you are crying, you can't cry in front of us. So what's the essence?
Why would you cry in front of your wife?
You should communicate your feelings to us. Because if I'm able to communicate my feelings to you...
You are different from me.
Mr. Jeff.
Yes, madam.
Let me ask this question. What is the essence of you having a partner?
We are not partners. You are my wife.
Sure. If you can't communicate your feelings as an...
What feelings? You want a man to cry in front of you?
You to cry, but then you should be able to
be specific.
No, you shouldn't hide your feelings.
What feelings? No, we don't hide our feelings. What?
So
why do I have to discuss a problem? You know, you can't give me a solution.
That is the point. I know
there are problems. Listen, there are things that we discuss with our wives, and there are things that we need the ideas of another man, especially if the problem is man related, and the men know what I'm talking about. It is not everything you discuss with your wife. And women discussing something with you, mostly it is not to get a solution, but for you to listen. So you just have to listen to what she's saying. A friend of mine shared a story with me. Yeah? It happened in his institution where he works. He said two people fought and they were supposed to be sacked. In the book, they have a handout that if you fight, you go home for like a number of months. I think a month or a year. So when it happened, you know, they were talking about it. The management were talking about it and they were like, okay, so we've decided to let the girls go home. But the boss of the institution said, she's a woman. She said, I said, oh, you're a banner. Oh, you're a bad time. I said, what's your face? Do you know? they are supposed to go home. But because she's a woman, have you seen the decisions she made based on her emotions? How she feels? So I am not saying do not talk or do not, your wife can never help you solve your problem. But I am saying that there are things that doesn't need emotional support. It is just brainstorming ideas. And most women cannot provide it for you. You are emotional beings. Get this straight. You are emotional beings. We are logical beings. We are logical. We think, you feel.
Women, we think. You tell us that you brainstorm, make that brainstorm.
You know, I think five women and then five men were sent to handle this argument. I think they were sent to an island without food, without water. And I think few days, the women, it wasn't even after a week, the women were not able to solve. They didn't. They couldn't. I think they were five or seven. I've forgotten. No, I've told you that we can't, no one was created to live alone. But if you are to go on strike today, nothing will happen to the economy. We are both important, yes. But if you are to go on strike today, nothing will happen to the economy.
But you should know that there are so many things that women makes possible. You should know.
What?
You should know. Just
I don't,
know.
Tell me. No, tell
our
me.
Our presence alone. Our presence alone. You see, you'll be like, if women should go on strike, let women go on strike and let's
nothing
see.
Will happen. It has happened. It has
Look,
happened.
Maybe it they has. Had planned their ways out. But
the
women.
Ways out, really? So thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Talk. So that this brings us to the end of our conversations. If you have any question, I know there are a lot of questions that you have. Let's Talk is available on all streaming platforms. You can go ahead and then send your questions or your stories to our social media platform on X, Let's Talk. Or you can also send your questions and your comments on our YouTube platform, Let's Talk with Jeff. So let's hear from you. I know most of the women will not agree with me, but it is what it is, right? It is what it is. So hope to hear from you soon. Ciao.